Stephen Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about Flood Zones 101 and the best resource available.
Ooh, I'm excited.
This is a classic case of us getting sick and tired of the products and services that are out there.
Yep.
And using them. And we said, you know what?
This is just
not good enough. We're going to develop our own.
Yep. And we did.
And it's done and live. And
it's awesome.
On Parcel Facts. And yay. So we're going to, if you're fortunate enough to be watching this on YouTube or wherever else, I'm going to walk you through it in the video. If you're just listening and you really care about this, you should really go to Parcel Fact and check it out.
Or watch the video.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Brian asks, so based on the podcast yesterday, which is obviously a few weeks ago, I have had a few people contact me about joining our accountability group in Facebook. The bad news is we have closed it. Believe me, I would love to have more people in our group, but one of the first things I was advised on was keep it small, and we've reached that limit. Okay, this is needed mainly to keep weekly meetings manageable. The good news, I would strongly suggest to another newbie like myself, this is really good,
mm-hmm.
Or even someone with a few deals under their belt, start a second group and then fill it up and start a third. We have had two weekly meetings. We chat on the Facebook group and throughout the day with random questions. And honestly, I feel like I'm weeks ahead of where I would be at this point.
Good.
This is so good. If I'd floundered around for the last 2 weeks on my own, that's great. We talk about our goals, what we're doing to meet them, and where we're headed for the week. Very simple things, but like Jill talked about, it's like Weight Watchers for land investing. That's awesome. To be short, it's also a place to ask the dumb newbie questions that you don't want to shout out in public, but know if someone else has or the experience to answer. If anyone's interested and wants to know what we've done to start and how we structure our meetings and such, please message me. I'm glad to help, Brian. So this is in the online community if you want to go check in with Brian. So, and it's a good group. I do check in a couple times a week and kind of see what's going on.
Oh, good.
On.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm in the group. I don't think you're in the group.
Oh, I know I'm not. Jill and I talked before we turned the cameras on today on this, and it's really interesting because this person started, and this, I think it's a great idea, Brian. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Started the little side group to make sure everybody's accountable that's new and get their first deal done and stuff. And mm-hmm. It's only been a couple of weeks, 3 weeks now, I guess, and it's just unmanageable at this mm-hmm. point for him to do that. So Jill and I were chuckling because when we started Land Academy, we're like, yeah, maybe we'll just have a few people in this group somewhere and we'll do a bunch of deals. And here we are years later.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, I understand how these things can get away from you.
Yeah.
Like, there's unintended consequences on a lot of this stuff.
It's a lot of work.
So I get it, yeah.
Too, by the way.
I get how much work things like this are.
It's like, yeah, that's it. Yes, we do.
Today's topic, excuse me, Flood Zones 101 and the best resource available. This is the meat of the show.
Again, Aaron and I picked this because it comes up often. It's important. People are confused sometimes, and we don't know where to go. This is stuff that you need to know. So I want to talk about first. We're going to cover for a few minutes flood zones. Who cares anyway? Well, there's a reason why we should care. Number two, I want to talk about where we can find this information, and then number three, I want to talk about the big picture, really, what does this mean to us? Like, does this affect pricing?
Oh, pricing for buying real estate.
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to the show. I love, you sit down, you're reading it like you've read it for the first time. Kind of is. And you're like, oh, what are we talking about today? Oh, okay.
You know what's really going on? We're filming this on Veterans Day. By the time it airs, it'll long be past Veterans Day, but
right.
Everyone's off and vacationing. Oh, yeah. So the stuff that's going on behind us is just funny and distracting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out.
It's good. Playing, enjoying the day, riding bikes, like so cool. All right. So, you know what, Stephen, why should we care?
Well, you don't want to buy property generally if it's in a flood zone. It really affects how it gets lent against. That's the biggest, actually the biggest issue with flood zone property is how a lender sees it. And you just don't, there's always seasonal property, especially rural vacant land that might get flooded once in a while. And do you care? Yeah. I mean, you kind of care. The whole point is just get the facts and then maybe you don't care. I'm going to show on a screen here in a few minutes how half of the city in Phoenix is in a flood zone. Mm-hmm. And it's all developed. And think about that, how ironic that is. Is there a more dry place in the country than Phoenix? I don't think so. But it's in a flood zone.
But when it rains hard.
Yeah.
And water moves.
Exactly.
And all it is, too, I wanted to say, too, this doesn't mean you never buy property in a flood
zone
like Phoenix.
That's right.
Because the city wouldn't be there. But it means you need to know there's alterations have to be made. Maybe things have to be elevated. They're just built a certain way. That's it. You just need to know.
There's certain counties in Arizona, too, in particular, Pinal County, which is between Phoenix and Tucson, where sections of it have dropped 20 feet into a flood zone, created a flood zone, because the aquifers, the agriculture industry there has sucked so much water out of the ground that it's lowered the ground by 20 feet in some cases.
It's
so
amazing.
Back when the properties were subdivided and they're unbuilt, there's subdivisions that are unbuilt, it's all in a flood zone now. So this is the kind of stuff that you don't want to get blindsided. You know, you don't want to buy a piece of property, maybe pay for cash, then go to resell it. And the guy said that you sell it to, he says, I was going to build a house in this, but do you know this is all in a flood zone? You don't want that. That's mm-hmm. what you want to avoid. Or maybe you do. Maybe your intent, you find out it's in a flood zone, you go back to the seller and say, you know this is a flood zone? They're going to say, no, I didn't know that. No one knows if it's in a flood zone, almost
That's
always.
True. And then you'll change your purchase price.
Pull a Jill and just say, you know, it's not worth 10 grand anymore. It might be worth three.
Right.
So it's important to just know the facts. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Cool. All right, so that's how we should care. You need to know what you're doing. So how do we find it? Will you show us?
Yes.
How do I find out?
So
I'm looking at a piece of property. What do?
A few months ago, I went to FEMA.gov, and I pulled a flood map on a property that we eventually bought, and it took me an hour, and so I got mad. So what we did was I had our tech staff, our IT staff, mm-hmm. contact FEMA, and it turns out there's a free API. It's free. It's the national coverage. So if you want to go take a look at this at your screen. You can see here, this is the city of Los Angeles. And you get this all over the country. We've got coverage. So see all these properties in all of this area? Here's the key for the FEMA map. All you have to do is just go to the area where, you know, just like you use parcel effect anyway. So pull up a property, and you're going to see this turn on this map FEMA overlay, and you can see it. See all this property? This is a full-blown subdivision here. People are happily living their lives in a full-blown FEMA floodway. Does that mean you shouldn't buy a house in this area? Not at all.
This is great.
There's different levels, you know, of flood hazard, and it's all color-coded. Yeah, I'll
that's
show you.
The lightest one, which is the 1% annual chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 1%. You know, it's just a 1% chance. So it's pretty small.
Isn't that amazing, Jill?
I love it.
The whole city of Phoenix is.
And there's some darker colors there too that we're seeing. That it's a little bit different. Now they're at 2%.
Yeah. So you can see the colors that Jill mentioned are very specific. And that they have to do with reduced risks and levies and everything else. But mm-hmm. my whole point is this. We couldn't have made this easier now.
Mm-hmm.
You just flip the switch on parcel facts, and you can check that off your due diligence list.
Yep.
Flood-blown scenario.
You zoom out. Give me some rural area, like something really.
That's the other thing. You have to zoom into a certain point. See, look at that. This is what I was mentioning. This is the area between Phoenix and Tucson where mm-hmm. the aquifers under the ground have lowered the ground nearly, you know what I mean.
Are we in Mexico now?
I think we are almost in Mexico.
There we go, there's Nogales, okay.
And this is all runoff from mountains.
It's pretty cool.
That's your rainwater flash flood.
Okay, cool. Aries.
That's severe.
Got it.
1% annual chance.
And you can tell exactly what it is.
The darker, the more serious. And then obviously the Pacific Ocean here. As you would expect. Uh-huh. And see how this is coming down from the mountains.
Exactly. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Carlsbad.
So it's another feather in the Land Academy cap for resources on how to use the, you know, how to look up your property and see what you're buying. Know what you're
I
buying.
Love it.
It took, I mean, it's, if you want to waste an hour of your life, go to FEMA and pull a flood. You have to do all these downloads and download their software. It's actually Seth Williams did a whole, with retipster.com, you did a whole segment on why, I mean, it's classic government stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't make it more difficult. It's free.
Right.
But couldn't make it
good
more difficult.
Good luck trying to figure it out. Exactly. It's hilarious. So what do you think in general, that the last thing I want to just touch on here is how much did it affect my pricing?
Okay, so we all buy property in flood zones. Everybody in our group that's serious about buying and selling real estate, including Jill and I, mm-hmm. end up buying property in flood zones. The difference now is that we know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real clear, easy way to literally flip the switch of a on parcel fact and the property you're already looking at anyway to find out if it's in a flood zone. So where it really concerns me is where, let's say in Washington State, I'm buying some property that I otherwise know is buildable,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you need to do is this, and this is actually the real meat of the show. This is, if you're half listening, this is the time to actually just to really listen. Now you're armed with this information. You need to make a choice, just like you do with every real estate deal. You need to factor this in. Right. And look what's immediately around that property. Like, I just showed you Phoenix and I just showed you Los Angeles, and people are going about their lives who live in a flood zone, then that's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the lender's going to look at the same thing. Mm-hmm. The lender's going to say, you know what? All these houses are lent against. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, will it flood? Maybe. Do they, you know, insurance company's probably going to say, man, you really need, the lender might make you get flood insurance, which really kind of sucks because it's expensive.
Right.
Which is interesting. Right in the ocean here, we're not in a flood zone at all.
We actually have special insurance.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, yeah.
Tsunami insurance?
We do.
I didn't know that.
I'll tell you a true fact right now. We're in LA County, and on the west side of PCH, I had to go to a special insurance company.
I don't even want to talk about how much that is.
It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all.
She's an insurance expert. I guess all moms are.
Yeah. Yes, we have a 16-year-old driver right now. You better believe I know all about insurance.
So just take a look at what's going on in the immediate area with the property. The same way I kind of look at what's going on with utilities. Like, if there's a property and there's a house right down the road, there's a pretty good chance they've worked out all the utilities.
Yeah.
And if it's not too far, that's good. That's a good thing, and it would allow me to pay a little bit more.
Right. And for me, it really doesn't faze me at all, like you said. It's just good to know. I don't put it on my postings, too, by the way. I would, once you know this information, I would not translate to the posting. P.S., in case you were wondering, you're in the 2% flood zone range. You don't need to put that on there. But just to know, and it might make a difference. And again, too, like, I love what you said about knowing what's around there. I always look at properties that are around properties that we're buying because I know they figured it out. Maybe they had to build a certain kind of foundation. Maybe they had a special kind of drainage or something like that. That's really usually what
that's
means.
That's right.
So
we're in Southern California here. Grading and foundation work for anything that gets developed is normal.
Right.
In Phoenix, it's unheard of.
Right.
You don't prep the lot itself. You put the footings in and pour.
Right. It's very interesting.
It's, again, that's a great example of what's going on right around there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Join us next time for another episode called What to Do When You Can't Find the Property.
You like
it? It happens way more often than you would think.
Exactly. And we answer your questions. Post it on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I hope everybody went and looked at that. That was so cool. And I just have to add,
FEMA?
No, well, what we showed on the screen. Mm-hmm. Go check out the video if you're not watching it.
It's actually pretty amazing.
It really is cool, and it's just another example of, you know, our members ask, we listen. They're like, we need help with this, and you Stephen jumped in and said, all right, we're gonna figure it out, and we added on Parcel Fact, and I'm like, once again, I'm so blown away by Parcel Fact. It's the coolest thing on the planet.
We're gonna talk about that in the next episode here too, because, you know, in the show tomorrow, Mm-hmm. But what to do when you can't find the property? Mm-hmm. It's a that's a good. It's a bitter. Here's a little teaser. It's a bittersweet situation. You can't find the property. The owner probably doesn't know where the property is.
Right.
And nobody else is going to buy it. So it's usually really inexpensive and can be shockingly awesome.
Right.
Once you do find it.
Exactly. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.